Elise Stefanik, Hunter Biden conviction first step in delivering accountability for the Biden crime family. By Nick Gilbertson on June 11, 2024. Washington, D.C., House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, said the federal conviction of Hunter Biden on three gun charges Tuesday is the first step in delivering accountability for the Biden crime family. Stefanik weighed in on the verdict at her EPAC event, where she touted the Republican women congressional candidates she endorsed this cycle. The first question she handled from the press was about her reaction to the verdict. "Well, first, let's remember this was Joe Biden's corrupt DOJ that tried to negotiate a sweetheart plea deal with outside immunity unrelated to this case, and it was the judge who stepped in to expose that," she said. Hunter Biden was originally offered a plea deal in the case that ultimately fell apart under the court's scrutiny of a diversion agreement. Breitbart News explained. The original sweetheart plea deal gave Hunter the option to plead guilty to not paying taxes on more than $1.5 million in income in 2017 and 2018, receiving probation rather than jail time. In addition, special counsel David Weiss devised a separate diversion agreement that gave Hunter immunity from potential future charges, including a provision to potentially wipe a felony gun violation from his record. Weiss later indicted Hunter with tax violations in California. The trial is set for September. Stefanik contended that the guilty verdict in the case is the first step in delivering accountability for the Biden crime family and emphasized that House Republicans must charge forward with their separate investigations into the Bidens. "We must, and we will continue as House Republicans to investigate the Biden crime family for the corrupt influence peddling schemes that generated over $18 million in foreign payments to the Biden crime family members," she said. Court filings indicate that the president's son faces up to 25 years in prison and $750,000 in fines. He was charged with one count of false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of false statement related to information required to be kept by a federal firearms licensed dealer, and one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance.